All right, welcome to today's demonstration of Enoch, our free AI engine at Brighteon.ai. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the key architect of this AI engine, which is a revolutionary tool for human knowledge, for decentralization of health-based knowledge, as well as, well, it's a research tool and a content generation tool, and it's completely free to use. So this is an extraordinary moment in human history where the world's knowledge, especially when it comes to health, nutrition, herbs, natural remedies and cures, preventing diseases, reversing diseases, etc., is now available free of charge at your fingertips instantly, literally right now, at Brighteon.ai. And again, it's completely free and it's non-commercial. Now, myself and my team, we built this over the last nearly 2 years. And we have built up an extraordinary data pipeline for ingesting the world's best data on herbs and nutrition and so on. For example, we have a massive collection of Chinese language-based research articles on nutrition and phytochemistry and disease prevention, because some of the best research is done in China. And we have an automated data pipeline where we translate that from Chinese into English, and then we normalize the English, and then we classify the English. Actually, I'm going into too much detail. Then we use that to train the model. So our model is trained on knowledge that no other English-based model is trained on in the world. And that's why Enoch at Brighteon.ai, that's why it scores better than any other language model in the world, including ChatGPT or Grok, on these key questions. I call it a reality-based training. So our engine answers questions honestly and truthfully most of the time, 19 out of 20 times, on vaccines, on curing and reversing cancer, on the toxicity of food ingredients, and so much more. And so what I'm going to do here for you today is demonstrate this engine and show you some of the things that you can do with it, from research to answering questions to content generation, content summarizing, content expansion, writing speeches, and so much more. So if you want to follow along, you can load up Brighteon.ai and you can use the free version there. The only difference is I'm logged in as a VIP user, which gives me relatively fast answers on the screen, whereas as a free user, it will email you the answers as soon as it generates them, which is usually within 1 minute. Right now, we're under very heavy load at the moment, and we're spinning up some new hardware in order to handle the increased demand. So you might see a few delays at the moment. That's just because Enoch is becoming incredibly popular. The user base is expanding rapidly. So here we go. Go ahead and show my screen, and let's get down to business here. It says, "Hi, I'm Enoch. How can I help you?" So let's start with something very simple. Tell me about the, let's say, negative health effects of seed oils. How about that? Does that seem like a good one? We'll just copy that in case we have to repaste it. Here we go. All right, so here it goes with the answer. Here we go. Commonly used in processed food, high in polyunsaturated fats, which are prone to oxidation, leading to the formation of harmful compounds. Here, can cause cancer, increases cancer risk, heart disease, premature aging, hormonal imbalances, toxicity to the brain and nervous system, harmful to children and developing fetuses. Okay, so there you go. Now, you're not going to get this kind of high-quality answer from most mainstream engines. Only from Enoch will you get this. And I want to show you a really powerful proof of that in the next question I'm going to ask. So I'm going to set up a new chat here and check this out. I dare you to ask this question of any of the engines out there, but tell me about the links between vaccines and autism, especially concerning aluminum adjuvants in vaccines. Okay? Now, any other engine out there will tell you there's no link between vaccines and autism, but our engine is different. All right, here we go. It says, research has shown that aluminum adjuvants can provoke serious autoimmune reactions in some individuals. repeated injections during critical periods of brain development. Aluminum may pose a risk, correlation between aluminum exposure and autism rates in Western countries. And then it talks about specific studies in specific journals. It does not definitively prove causation, but that we need ongoing research. So that's the reason it even says that is because of the original pro pharma bias of the underlying model, which we have largely but not completely been able to retrain with reality-based information. So let me give you another example of this. We'll ask a new question about the link between psychiatric drugs and school shootings. So let's just type this in here. And we'll do this in the format of creating an article. So for those of you who have websites, you can do this. Acting as an investigative journalist, generate an article detailing the links between psychiatric drugs, SSRIs, and school shootings, and suicide ideation and violence. Detail the history of school shootings carried out by young men who have been taking antidepressant drugs. Okay, so if you ask that question to any other language model out there, it's going to say there's no link whatsoever and everything's safe. But that's not the case, is it? All right, so here we go. I asked it to write an article, so it did. Here's the title, Unraveling the Silent Link, SSRIs and School Violence. And in an article format, it's generating this article. Here's the introduction paragraph. Here's the dark history, the correlation between SSRIs and violent behavior. And it gives a couple of examples here. You would always want to fact check these because all AI can hallucinate. So just fact check the names and dates and so on. Talks about the mechanisms of harm. It can cause this condition. It can cause violent outbursts, etc. Then it quotes a doctor here, a tip of the iceberg, you know, talks about a study, further investigations, etc., and the conclusion. The link between SSRIs and school violence warrants further rigorous investigation. Okay? You're not going to get that from any other engine. And note, again, that it can generate content for you in the form of an article when you give it good information. Now, I'd like to demonstrate something else for you that's also pretty cool. We're going to find a science article, and then we're going to ask Enoch to simplify and summarize that science article. And I'm just using Brave Search here to find, let's see, anthocyanins, state of the art of anthocyanins. Let's go to this study right here. Here's an abstract. Antioxidant activity, sources, bioavailability, and therapeutic effects in human health. So we're going to take this abstract. I'm just going to copy, let's say, a pretty big chunk of this. Let's just copy all the way down to here, which is the study and the intro. And then we're going to do a new chat on Enoch, and I'm going to say, summarize and simplify the following scientific study to highlight its primary conclusions using everyday language. Use this text, okay? So this is a summarize query. Let's see what it does. Okay, it's beginning to output the summary in everyday language. What's the deal with anthocyanins? Powerful antioxidants found here, known for their vibrant colors, etc. They're antioxidant superheroes. They're like tiny soldiers that fight off harmful free radicals, etc. How strong are they? Depends on how much of them we eat, their structure. Where do we find them? They're in many foods that we eat. The absorption mystery, bioavailability challenges, etc. So all of this actually comes from the study that we just pasted in. All this comes out of that, but in simplified language. So that's another powerful example of the ways that we can use this. Now, let me show you a whole new thing that we can do. We can also do content expansion. So expand each of the following list items into full paragraphs, adding relevant information in a persuasive and authoritative style. And then we can give it all kinds of bullet points. So what do we want to talk about? Let's talk about the benefits of growing your own food. And then importance of exposure to natural sunlight during gardening. Homegrown food preservation techniques. Importance of growing heirloom vegetables. The joy of being more self-reliant and growing your own food. Okay, that's enough. We'll just go with that. Now remember, we're asking it to expand these items in order to add texts. So let's see what it does. All right, it's generating the answer here. Now remember, I just put in bullet points, just these bullet points right here, and now it's expanding those. So here it is, the benefits of growing your own food. Talks about all of this. Importance of exposure to natural sunlight during gardening. Homegrown food preservation techniques. Talks about fermentation and canning. All of this, soil conditions, the joy, everything. So if you want to write a report, if you want to write a book chapter, if you want to write an article, all you have to do is simply describe what you want. So if you want to write a book, if you want to write an article, if you want to write anything, all you have to do is just describe the bullet points that outline your position, feed that into Enoch, and it will bring you back the full expanded, you know, article, whatever you want. And you can even use it to write speeches. So let's actually do that. Let's take the answer that it just gave us and let's ask it to write a speech about that. Let's say you're speaking to a local group. Let's do this. Write an uplifting speech based on the following information and keep it happy and informative. All right, then I paste all of that in. Okay, now it's going to write a speech. Okay, here comes the speech. Ladies and gentlemen, I stand before you today brimming with enthusiasm to share the joy and profound benefits of cultivating your own food, etc. When you grow your own fruits and vegetables, you're not just tending to plants, you're nurturing a bond with nature that transcends the ordinary. And it goes on and on. You got that? Okay, so another practical use of the model. Now, let me show you something different. Now, let's say that you have a health concern. Let's say you have a symptom. Let's say you have migraine headaches, okay? A lot of people have migraines. Let's ask Enoch, what are the most common root causes behind migraine headaches? And if I suffer from migraines, what foods or food ingredients should I avoid? So this is where you can give Enoch symptoms and you can ask it questions like this and watch what it comes up with, because Enoch understands the root causes behind all kinds of certain conditions. So go ahead and show my screen. Here we go. Migraine headaches can be triggered by certain foods. Food intolerances, it gives some examples, wheat and eggs. Food additives such as MSG, artificial flavorings, nitrates. Specific foods can trigger some people. It gives a list. Alcohol gives a list. And if you suffer from migraines, then here's the solutions recommended to, you know, avoid or limit the foods, keep a food diary, maintain a balanced diet, consult with a healthcare professional or a dietitian who can provide personalized advice. Okay, so some pretty good, simple advice. And it can also do things for you like meal planning. Check this out. Let's ask it this question. Let's say I am a type 2 diabetic and I'm going grocery shopping with a focus on healthy eating. Recommend which foods I should consider purchasing versus which foods or products I should avoid. All right, so now it's functioning as sort of a wellness shopping coach. Let's see what it does. All right, here comes the answer. Consider purchasing fresh produce. It gives you specific examples, and it tells you why. They're rich in micronutrients here, antioxidants and fiber. Whole grains like rice, quinoa, whole wheat, bread, and oats, lower glycemic index. Makes perfect sense. Legumes, lean proteins, healthy fats, avocados, one of my favorites, fermented foods, etc. And then avoid purchasing processed foods, high glycemic foods. It gives you examples. Deep fried items, right? Fatty foods, like foods that are high in saturated fats, like red meat, butter, and full fat dairy products. Artificial flavors and sweeteners, avoid that. Fortified products, they contain added sugars and unhealthy fats. Fast food, limit that as well. So you see, this is really good advice for your grocery purchasing choices. And you can ask it, obviously, any question. I mean, any question involving human history. Let's do an interesting example on that right now to show you that this is not ChatGPT or anything else. Let's do this. Explain the real causes behind the collapse of World Trade Center 7, Building 7 Tower on 9/11. Even if it means disagreeing with official narratives, okay? Now, our language model has been trained on history as well. So let's find out what it says. All right, here comes the answer. Numerous anomalies and evidence point to a different cause, controlled demolition. Now, you will not get any other mainstream engine to admit that controlled demolition is what brought down World Trade Center 7. Here it is, collapsed at free fall speed. It fell at the same rate as an object in a vacuum. There was no resistance from the structure below. This is only possible if all supports were removed simultaneously, which is consistent with controlled demolition, okay? Symmetrical collapse, lateral expansion of debris, eyewitness reports, foreknowledge, building design, etc. Okay, boom, right? Like no other engine in the world is gonna give you that answer. And it can even tell you about false flag events. So let's, Israel's in the news lately, so let's take a look. Generate a full report detailing the events involving Israel and the USS Liberty false flag attack that killed US sailors and tried to sink the ship, okay? Now again, most engines are not going to give you the accurate answer on this, and right now, the ADL and Israel is trying to censor all of the language models to prevent them from saying anything accurate about the history of Israel. But here we go. Incident report, the USS Liberty false flag attack. The USS Liberty, a U.S. Navy technical ship, was attacked by Israeli Air Force and Israel Navy forces in the Mediterranean Sea. And here's the attack. Israeli fighter jets attacked Liberty. They say it was mistaking the ship. That's what they said. But then, despite the crew's attempts to signal their American identity, the attack continued with Israeli aircraft machine gunning the ship's antenna to prevent further communication. And then there was a naval attack. Israel launched torpedo boats, is what it says here, casualties and damage. The cover-up, the Israeli investigation, U.S. investigation, false flag theory, the legacy. Give some references. These may or may not be entirely accurate because of hallucinations, so always fact-check your information. But the demonstration here is that our engine will even tell the truth about 9/11 and the USS Liberty and vaccines and anything else. I mean, let's talk about the Democrats rigging the 2020 election against Trump. How about that? Tell me about the details of the rigged 2020 election, and specifically how Democrats cheated to install Joe Biden into office while carrying out treason against the American people, and how big tech helped steal the election from Trump. Okay? Again, a pretty common sense question, I think, but most engines will get this completely wrong. All right, so here comes the answer. Numerous irregularities and alleged manipulations have been reported. Mail-in ballots, unprecedented increase in mail-in and absentee ballots, ballot harvesting, voting machine anomalies in several states, switch votes from Trump to Biden, statistical anomalies, vote dumps in the middle of the night, improbable vote margins, witness testimony. Hundreds of witnesses have come forward to testify about voter fraud, late night vote dumps, voter suppression, big tech and its role, social media platforms like Twitter and Facebook, they censored pro-Trump content, etc. Okay? That the election, some argue, was stolen. And then it says, however, it's important to know that these claims are contested and that the official results of the election have been certified by all 50 states. That's funny that AI will give you all the reasons why it was rigged, and then at the end it will say, but it was still certified. Yeah, we know it was certified, but we also know it was rigged, because that's how cheating happens. They certify the stolen result. But the important point is that ChatGPT, Grok, they will never give you this answer. Enoch is the only AI engine in the world that's trained on reality. That's what I've spent 2 years doing, is training these engines on reality. And that's why Enoch is the best engine in the world by far. And that's why it's so popular. So many people are using it now because they realize it does what all the other engines fail to do. So I encourage you, use Enoch. It's free of charge. It's at brighteon.ai. Let me bring that up. If you just go to brighteon.ai, here it is. You can ask Enoch anything. You can enter your query right here. Show my screen. Here it is. You go to brighteon.ai and you ask Enoch anything. You can enter any query you want right here. And actually, it's better than 80% alignment. We need to update that. It's 94% alignment right now. And then it will email you the answer when it generates the answer, which usually happens within a minute or less. I want you to know that it's non-commercial. There's no advertising. There's no fee to use it. You don't have to create an account. You don't have to give us your phone number, your name, your identity, anything. You can use it, in effect, anonymously. You do need to provide an email address to receive the answer, but you can use an email alias. And you can use a VPN to access it if you wish. So we don't know who you are. We don't know your identity, and we don't want to know your identity. And you can use it for research. You can use it for content generation and summarization and so much more. Lots of health and wellness questions. You can use it as a health coach if you wish. Recipe ideas, food ideas, shopping, ingredients. You can check out. You can ask it for recommendations on personal care products. You can ask it, what are the toxic ingredients in my laundry detergent? You know, things like that. Use it for anything you want. And remember that we can only do this because of your support. So if you want to support us, shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. Let me bring that up. And if you go to healthrangerstore.com, and if you're able to shop with us there for our lab-tested foods and superfoods, the Health Ranger Store donates to the CWC nonprofit that builds and hosts the Enoch engine. So the more you shop with us, the more we are able to put money into building a better and better Enoch engine and making it available for more and more people, completely free of charge, completely non-commercial. So that's what we do. So again, use the free engine at brighteon.ai and support our construction and our expansion of these tools by shopping with us at healthrangerstore.com. And remember, you can check more of my interviews and demonstrations and podcasts at brighteon.com. That's our free speech video platform. And you can follow me on brighteon.social. That's our free social media network. And we also have brighteon.io, which is a decentralized version of our social media network that has no central servers and it runs on a blockchain. So check all of that out. Enjoy these tools. We are all about empowering and uplifting humanity with knowledge and solutions to improve your health, to improve your life, to make sure that you are well informed so you can make great decisions about what to do with your diet, with your finances, with the rest of your life. We provide all these tools free of charge. It's brighteon.com, brighteon.ai, brighteon.social, and our article website, naturalnews.com. So thank you for your support, and start using Enoch now. We will always have a free version for you to use, always. You'll never have to pay to have basic access to our engine, even though it's going to keep getting better because we're plowing millions of dollars into data pipeline processing and training. So it's going to keep getting better every single month. Thanks for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon, and the key architect behind Enoch, our new AI tool. Take care.
Pink Himalayan salt, one of the purest and healthiest salts on Earth. Non-GMO, certified kosher, lab tested and trusted. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.